Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight on this Wednesday. And, man, it's been tough to get outdoors for some of these track meets. I know the Golden Eagles have had two in the last 7 days. And a very talented sprinter is Caitlin Hoffman entering her senior year. First up, tell me, how difficult has it been getting outside and, you know, practicing and having only a limited number of meets? Got to be a little bit frustrating.
It's very frustrating. Like, we put all our time into practice just to have all of our meets canceled, which really sucks. And the weather is still incredibly cold. Like, last night, I thought it was going to freeze. But it's whatever. It's what we had to deal with.
Well, and I always think with track, and not even limited to this year, I think kind of every year, there's kind of a significant adjustment from, like, running in April, where predominantly you're running, if you're lucky, in the 40s and 50s, maybe 60s at night, to going down when you get to state, and it's blistering hot on that blue oval in the, you know, sometimes mid to upper 80s.
Yeah.
That's a shock to the system, I would think.
It's terrible. It's so hot at state. It always is. Hopefully it will be again, because that'd be nice, because it's freezing. But
all right. Before we talk about your success, I think this is very important. I hope a lot of kids listen to this, because I'll upload it to our website, too. About strength and conditioning, and especially as female student athletes are concerned, it can probably be a little bit overwhelming going into a weight room your freshman year when you haven't had that experience, to fast forwarding to your senior year. And you kind of told me an interesting story kind of off the air going into your freshman year. You have to overcome some of the fear early on, but I can tell that a lot of your success here has been attributed to what you've done in the weight room. So take it away. Tell us about your first experience and what it was like accepting strength and conditioning.
Okay, so I used to be scared to go in the weight room because I didn't think it's what, like, people did, what girls did at least. And then when I finally did for track, even though Laura tried to get me in all summer and I didn't go, I remember seeing lots of cool girls in there, and I was like, oh my gosh, those people lift? Like, what the heck? And then since then, I was lifting a little bit, but until my junior year, I didn't really take it too seriously. And then now, my senior year, I just want to, like, beat all the records on the record board. And I squat more than most of the boys in my class and everything, and, like,
it's, yeah, take that, everybody.
It's really, it really helps to be, you know, strong and everything in all your sports.
Well, and then just in terms of from your freshman year to your senior year, what have you noticed just in terms of how it started and how it is now? Because you can't go in as a freshman, no matter how good of an athlete you are, and say, well, I'm going to out-squat the boys. I mean, you have to start somewhere and progress to that.
Right,
point.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that there's girls out there that are listening, right, that may be, that are going to be a freshman, and they're leery of having to get in the weight room. And here's Caitlin Hoffman as an example.
Well, it might be scary at first, obviously, like it is to everyone. But once you finally do get in there, you'll see improvements in all the areas that you want to see improvements, like any sports, like just any personal goals or anything. It might be scary at first because you don't really know what you're doing, but there's tons of helpful people to help you out and, like, to show you what to do. Like, if I'm in there, I'll help you, you know? It's just fun.
Yeah, that's great to hear that you, some of those kids need an example.
Right.
And need to help them out. I think that's important. And when they see your name, and now your name's at the top of the like, list for different categories in the weight room, which is always neat. All right, you know, when a lot of people talk about track, and it's interesting, off the air, we were talking about last night. I said, well, how'd you do? And you said, well, you'll never believe I fall started in the 100. I'm like, what? Well, because people say, well, yeah, track, man, it's just about being fast. Mm-hmm. But when you run the 100 and 200, especially the 100, when you're talking about 1/100ths of a second, mm-hmm, in terms of getting out of the blocks, which is the difference.
Right.
So how, you know, tell our listening audience that, hey, it's not just about running fast. It's about, especially in the sprints, about, you know, the getting out of the blocks.
Right.
So take it away.
Okay.
Give us a lesson in that.
So in short sprints, there's a ton of breakdown things you have to do. Like, you have the first 10 meters when you come out of the blocks, and then you have the next, and then you have more. And at first, if you don't bang out of the blocks, like, as fast as possible, you lose those milliseconds. And in the first 10 meters, if you don't accelerate good enough, you lose that. You have to, like, slowly progress, and then once you're up out of the blocks fully, then you just, like, I don't know. There's so much stuff to it.
Well, and that's great that you explain that. I understand that. But in terms of the way you get it started is you have to get out of the block. So what was your reaction last night? And I can imagine, what was the coaching staff's reaction when they say, did Hoffman really false start in a 100?
Okay, so that's my first false start I think I've done ever, which really sucked.
Even back to your, like, junior high days even?
I don't remember, but who cares about that? My coaches actually weren't mad at me, which I was super surprised about. They just said they'd be mad at me if I was crying. And I wasn't crying. I was upset at first, and then I just thought that I was stupid. But
one, it's better you do it on, what was last night, April the 16th or April the 17th instead of, you know, May the 12th when you're at a sectional or something. All right, so we've already seen some of the things you've done on the track in the 100, 200, I think 4x1, 4x2. I always ask seniors, especially when you're down to your, like, final weeks. I mean, we're basically down to the final weeks. Are you reflective at all, like, in terms of, I'm a senior now and this is it for running? And I know you want to run collegiately, but just in terms of, you know, being reflective on the high school career is down to a handful of weeks now.
High school was definitely an awesome thing to be in. I will never, like, I was so happy to have Laura Swanson as my track coach. We all ended up calling her mom because she just creates such close relationships with you, which is really important in high school to have a person there for you.
I'm going to call Laura Swanson mom, too.
Yes, everyone does. Quentin King does, so.
Oh, that's great to hear.
It's just, yeah, it was a really great time. It's kind of sad to graduate, but it's kind of exciting to continue on and do something with my life. But
all right, you get a little bit of a gauge at the indoor, like, state, which is the Illinois prep top times. You want to go out on top. I think there's no question about that. So a little bit about your expectations here heading down toward, you know, getting ready for the postseason, which I think, again, is like May 10th or something like that. The girls' track sectional.
Well, we're already running state qualifying time in our 401 and 402. We already have. So once we just get some more things down, that should speed up a little bit more, and we should be doing quite good with that. And then I'm hoping to run the 200 at state this year, because the 100 is, like, impossible to run at state. Like, there's so many fast, big school girls that just, like, take off in 3 seconds. It's ridiculous. But I'm hoping to maybe run the 200.
All right. Well, congratulations so far. And I didn't realize you did the Argus Dispatch piece with the pace setter, and that's a great picture, by the way.
Thank
I wanted
you
to applaud them, and that, you know, that's from a lot of hard work too, so you deserve that. So thanks for coming in today, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on the High School Sports Spotlight.